the playmaker. Michael Irvin joins us right now. Good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
Man, I'm doing well, man. It's perfect timing you guys bringing me. You know, I'm sitting here going over that Patriot Steelers game again. Getting ready to studying it as I put my show together for this weekend. And boom, I got a phone call. So perfect timing. We can do it.
All right, tell me how you think Antonio Brown fits into that Patriots offense that you've been studying.
Well, the whole thing is this, and I keep hearing people say it, you know, I don't know how Antonio Brown, because Antonio Brown likes to freelance. He likes to freelance, and they have such a structured offense in New England. I don't know how he's going to work. Honestly, now this is you guys. It's us talking. I believe some of that is the anger at Antonio Brown for the mess that has gone on with Antonio Brown the last few weeks or the last few months, as opposed to them stepping back, removing their emotions about what they've seen, and looking at the situation. Now I'm going to look at the situation. Here is the situation. You said these same things about Randy Moss when he came over. Remember Randy Moss first came over? They were talking about, well, in Minnesota, he would just throw that hand up and run. You can't do that in New England. They're too structured. The genius over there named Bill Belichick said, wait a minute, we'll incorporate what you do best right into our offense. And they incorporated that into the offense. I saw him with New England throwing the head up, going deep at Tom Brady, hitting him. This is what they do. They will incorporate what Antonio Brown does best into that offense, and it will be an incredible, exceptional offense, one of the best things we've ever seen. And I am, and I think everybody else is, they're worried about it. And they're trying to talk themselves out of it because they know the reality is scary for everybody. It is going to be scary if Antonio Brown plays like Antonio Brown with that set, with that offense, and with that quarterback. Absolutely scary.
Michael, so much has happened in the week since we talked to you. We talked to you last Friday. Antonio Brown was still on the Raiders. So much has changed. Right. Obviously, he gets cut. He gets signed. Now we have the rape allegation against him. It does look like he's going to be able to play, though, on Sunday, but still a lot hanging over his head. I'm curious, as a guy from Southern Florida, do you know Antonio Brown very well? Did you know him when he was young? What's your relationship like with him?
I know Antonio Brown. I didn't know him when he was young. I did not know him. I was just talking to his agents yesterday when I was in Carolina for the game. I've always liked Antonio Brown, and I tell people this. I measure men in distance traveled. If you guys really saw what his kid grew up at and to see now where he is and how he's worked his way up, that's to be commended, man. I don't care what you say, you know. That is to be commended when you see the distance that he has traveled. And how hard, he was that first-round draft pick. You know, he worked his way up. So I look at that and say, well, that's a great job. I'll be honest with you guys. I at first, when all of this was going on at Oakland, I said, man, it's kind of comical. And then I started saying, no. You know, when he got to the Mayock thing, I said, this is concerning. Now, something's going on that we don't know about. There's something going on with Antonio Brown. Because he had 7-8 years in Pittsburgh. You didn't hear any of this. You didn't hear any of this. But the last 6-7 months, it's been all kinds of stuff going out. So I said to myself, something's going on that we don't know about. I said that on air. And then later on, of course, what we're dealing with now came out. And guys, you know, I don't want to talk real with you. I'm going to say, I've been in a situation. I know the mental stress that puts on you. That puts on you. I know the mental stress. When all of this broke, I said, okay, this was the stressor. He's been dealing with that for a while. And honestly, now that it's out, it's probably in some form a relief for him that it's out. You know what I mean? I don't know anything that happened with the situation. I don't want people to say, oh, Michael, I don't know what happened with the situation. I'm just talking about, I can imagine what kind of stress he was under. And I think all of that Oakland thing was shaded with what he's dealing with right now in the public. And now that it's out, it's probably in a better place for him that is finally out, and he'd have to deal with the stress of it. But he has to deal with now the mess of it.
Michael, you were around a lot of football teams that dealt with a lot of things that probably would be deemed distractions. A lot of those teams are very successful. How do the Patriots deal with this would-be distraction? And as a new teammate who has, you know, maybe no history with Antonio Brown, how do you balance welcoming him into the locker room with, you know, you not quite sure what he brings to the locker room?
Well, you guys in the locker room, because we brought in some pretty different guys. You know, we brought in the Charles Haley's, the Alonzo Spellman when they were going to things. But the reality is, those guys in the locker room will give you a chance to say, okay, you're here now. We're here. You're here now. And all that matters is, can you help us win a game? Can you help us win a game? We're not going to look at what happened before you got here. All we're talking about is here. And guys, this is a tough business. This is a tough business. So guys will accept Antonio. And also, the man, Bill Belichick, helps a lot. He shuts it down, man. He shuts it down. No laughing about it. No joking about it. We're not building relationships about it. The answer, I already gave the answer. We're not even dealing with that anymore. You know, when they were asking questions about Antonio Brown, I already gave you that. That's it. Yep. Nope. Yep. Nope. He doesn't give you anywhere else to go so that we can write something else about it. And Antonio Brown hears it and reads it and then take it as a slant towards him. And they're trying to, and they create in-house problems. They shut her down. They shut it down. They shut it all down. And I just think it's brilliant the way he handles it. Now, I'm talking about Belichick.
We're talking with NFL Network analyst Michael Irvin. Michael, when you were falsely accused, I was surprised. You came out with all guns blazing. You talked to us about the accusations when they were made. And my guess is you probably had lawyers saying, Michael, don't say anything to anybody. Do you think that's what Antonio Brown is facing as well?
Absolutely, that's what he's facing. I promise you, man. Dude, you hit the nail on the head. I did an interview. My lawyer said, no, you can't do this. You can't do this. I said, man, listen. We are doing this interview. I don't care. Times have changed. All of this, don't say anything. Go quietly into the dark. Let us handle it. That doesn't work anymore. That's what people used to say. That's it. And I had the truth on my side. Like, you know, they would say, oh, somebody's passed out. When I passed out, it's on the camera. We're walking out. You know, all of this stuff. I had truth on my side. So I said, I'm talking right now. I went out talking to you guys about it. I wanted to get an interview about it because it's just, I wanted to get the truth out. You know, but it's hard. Now, my situation was, it wasn't even whether it's sexual or not. I was saying, no way nothing happened. All evidence proved that to be. Now, his situation is they had a consensual, she's saying not consensual, which is a he said, she said, which is more dicey or more scary, and he has to be more careful. And his lawyers would strongly suggest he says nothing, which I even understand more in his situation than it was in mine.
Antonio took to Instagram Live last night. It was like a 2-minute video. He was walking around the TB12 facilities, not really saying a whole lot, but he was in there and he was back on social media after a few days where he was completely away from it. If you were advising him, would you say just cool it with that? Or would you say, hey, you know, as long as you're not doing anything stupid, you know, just, you know, continue to be yourself?
Yeah, you know, guys, let's be real. Antonio Brown, social media, this whole generation. It's like, you know, social media to us, you know, to us, it's like, man, you can stop and put it down. You can stop doing that. Social media to them is like a hand and a foot. It's something that's a part of their body. It's a part of their beings. It's a part of their spirit. You know, you can't, it's way more difficult for this generation to get off of it because they grew up with it, and it's impossible. Now, I will make sure that Antonio Brown understands, and I think he does now, where he is. He respects where he is. He respects the people that have built where he is now. So he'll monitor and be more measured with his moments on social media, but I don't think he'll ever leave social media altogether.
Michael, if it was your decision, would Antonio Brown play this week in Miami? And if he does play, what can he bring to this offense right off the bat?
And even this, now let's be real. Even this, you have to be careful when you talk about, because people will turn the venom on you if you say things that they don't think is real or they don't think is right. And the truth of the matter is, I believe, you know, that we'll start down a slippery slope when we start taking people off the field for civil actions without it being a criminal action at all. Now, as horrific as these things may sound, and nobody says are taking or nobody is taking these things lightly, I just think when we start saying this civil action requires you to come off the field, that be put on a commissioner exemption list. I think that's just very scary and a very slippery slope.
Michael, we always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Guys, I appreciate it too, guys. You know, that's a sensitive subject, and I don't want any blowback, somebody coming at me saying Michael's insensitive or anything. I was just sharing my thoughts. But really, it really is. That really is. It's scary, I think, for everybody when they start saying, well, take away your livelihood when we come on a civil matter and it's not even a criminal matter. I just strongly believe that.
Michael, thank you.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
That is the playmaker, Michael Irvin, who joins us every week.